It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the first full week of trading for the month of February, and we brought in officially a mixed performance. Struggled in the wheat market throughout the week. That just wasn't a very pretty performance. But looking at it for corn and soybeans, we did finish with gains, but well off of the session highs. And we did see the meats finish with a little bit of gains as well. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the first week of trading for February, and wheat struggled this last week. It traded lower almost every session. Only Thursday saw some gains in Minneapolis, while Kansas City and Chicago saw some gains on Tuesday. But overall, it was a lower performance as wheat just couldn't seem to get anything underneath it to help support the market. As far as the corn market was concerned, kind of the same thing. Corn kind of spun its wheels. And that was in the face now of soybeans seeing some pretty good gains. On Wednesday, we saw soybeans take off and trade sharply higher and post sharp gains for both Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, we had some strong gains going in the soybeans, but they gave it back at the end of the day, primarily off of profit taking. But it wasn't enough to spill over and help the wheat market or the corn market. Corn did see some residual strength on Thursday, which helped to push the market a little bit stronger. But looking at the news, China came in and said they're considering buying another 8 million metric ton of U.S. soybeans. That might spill into some of the other grains, into, of course, into corn. China did buy a little small jag of wheat that showed up in Thursday's export sales report, but wasn't enough to help support the market. So in all, we're waiting for confirmation that China's going to buy these extra soybeans from the U.S., which would be pretty bullish because it would lower our stocks or virtually erase all of the stocks for soybeans. We did see, of course, bean oil trade pretty good. We did have 45Z, the IRS numbers coming out, and they were friendly to the U.S. numbers as well. Stats Canada was a little negative, and that put pressure on the wheat market because of their stocks being so much higher than anticipated. By the time the dust settled, we saw Minneapolis wheat losing 8 to 9 cents, while Chicago was down 7 to 8. We did see Kansas City lose 11 to 13 cents. In the corn market, we were 2 to 3 cents higher. Soybeans, 51 to 52 cents higher. Over the soybean meal, we gained $10. Soybean oil gained $1.80. And in canola, we were up anywhere from $12 to $13. In the meats, small gains. Live cattle gained anywhere from 45 cents to $2 in the February contract. Feeder cattle were a little better. They were up $4.50 to $7. Hogs finished the week mainly with small gains in the February contract, but April was up $2.80. In the outside markets, crude oil lost $1.85. Gold was up $219. The dollar was up a little over a half a cent, and the Dow Jones gained 1,300 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.